Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
But God thought enough that he let Jesus die for you. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, and not according to man. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God. We're going to ask if Pastor Bale, Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read?
Yes, Pastor, I apologize for the miscommunication. Yes, I am available, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, she can give us a word of prayer.
Praise God. Thank you for that selection. That song every time just gives me chills. But in 2 Peter 1:1-5 reads, in King James, as follows: Simon Peter, a servant him and an apostle of Jesus Christ, them that have obtained like precious faith. With us, through the righteousness of God, and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, to the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, whereby ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, to do all glory, and to your faith virtue, and to virtue now. Amen. I like to take time to thank God for another perfect day. Well, this is the perfect day. Each day that God gives us is a perfect day. He says if we keep our mind on thee, he will keep us in perfect peace. He has given us promises that all we have to do is be grateful and thankful and accept them. I'm praying for this broadcast and for myself and families around the world that they could open up their hearts and their minds to the spiritual side of life, which is the divine nature that God has given us. God said by his stripes we are healed. We just want to pick a scripture every day and pray on and stand on it. We want to pray for those who are suffering, those who are struggling, for those who need to be delivered, for those who are bereaved, for those people who ask us to remember them in prayer. Let's continue to pray for our pastors who are dedicated, devoted to God, that he will continue to anoint them with his love and already coming to their heart, feeling where he already abides, to give us guidance in the word, that we can spread it on to others, and that we can all be one like Christ. I bind up anything that Christ coming into this broadcast. I pray for everyone in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I'm so happy you took that leap of faith. For those that don't know, the enemy attacked her voice, and she wasn't going to participate, but she took that leap of faith. And I want to tell you, the word says that by his stripes you are healed. So you claim it, stand on it, and no matter what, speak. If you don't hear no sound, hello somebody. Can I say that one more time? Can you believe in God for your voice? Then you'll go ahead on and speak. Even though you don't hear no sound, you'll know that God heard it, and he'll reward you. He'll reward you.
Trust me.
Well, hey, I'm excited, man. You know, the our foundational scripture, well, that was one of them, is over in Galatians 5:22. And we said we were going to pick up on 2 Peter 1, 3 through 5. But before we do that, in 2 Corinthians 1, I know I'm going kind of fast, but in 2 Corinthians 1, I mean 2, that's what I want, right? 2 Corinthians 2. And the 13th verse says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you try to understand this with your natural mind, you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand what I'm saying. How I know that, John, we'll just stay right there in 1 Corinthians 2. The 14th verse says, but the natural man, man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. So as long as you're operating naturally, you won't receive this. He said the reason you won't, because it's foolishness unto you. foolishness. Ain't gonna make no sense to you. He said, and you can't know them. And the reason you can't know them is because they are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually understood. So unless you become spiritually and open up to that, you won't receive this stuff because it's coming from the Holy Ghost. And we read on yesterday, it has to be revealed from glory to glory. You can't be serving a defeated Christ. And we have to compare things. And let me show you why that's so important. Because I told you yesterday, when you're comparing things, and you have to compare the right thing with the right thing. In other words, you can't compare any car with any car. You can't compare any phone with any phone. Can't do it. You think you can, but you can't. It's just like with birds, because I was doing some research, and it was interesting to know that when I think about what's going on with bird watching, for instance, it's one of America's great pastimes is bird watching. Yeah. People be surprised that it had become America's great pastime. I'm like, I didn't know that. I thought football, I thought basketball. But no, bird watching had become a great American pastime. It may be the most popular, if unheralded, from a family of recreation in this country today. There are 83 million wildlife observers and natural photographers in the United States, according to the most recent U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service survey and Fishing, Hunting, Wildlife Associated Recreation, that more than a third of the population of those 83 million are bird watchers. I went, what?
Bird watchers.
And most bird watchers, which are what they call backyard bird watchers. And they're everywhere. And it's not surprising, even in your own neighborhood. You'd be surprised of the bird watchers. And I had kind of picked out the most 10 popular ones. But you can't compare any bird with any bird. I'm not going to do a lot of time with this, but it was just interesting to know that out of all these bird watchers, man, I'm talking about the blue jays. They have different habits. I looked at how much money is spent just on bird feeding. Man, when I got thinking about and looking at this thing, how much money people just spend on feed so they can get birds to come to their yard, to their I was blown away. But guess what, brothers and sisters? They even the United States got into it with their stamps. They make stamps of all kind of birds. All the birds, there are stories to be told. But it was interesting to me that Wisconsin sold 74 tons of bird seed in a single weekend.
All right.
And in Milwaukee, that same week, they sold an additional 40 tons of bird seed. I'm just like, and then Cincinnati sold some 400 tons of bird seed that are purchased each year. Now I'm going like, And then I just did a lot of research on a lot of stuff. But the whole idea was you can't compare any kind of bird with any kind of bird. I mean, there's a difference between what they call the American robin, which is a whole nother list of birds. There are birds that just won't build a nest no anywhere. There are birds that only will build a nest in a closed area. American Robin. It's different in a lot of ways. I just got to looking at all these different birds, and don't ask me how I got into this, but anyway. The point was, I was doing comparison because the eagle won't eat no anything. Out of all these species, these birds will go and they'll go and eat all these different kind of worms. I didn't realize that there were so many different kinds of worms here in America. There are over 50 different species of worms in the world, 9 of which occur only in North America. I'm just shocked by all of this stuff about birds. Even the mere fact, I said, I didn't realize that many people watch birds. But then I started paying attention, and I remember some things that I had seen before. Some birds, they'll only build a net 10 to 25 feet above the ground. And the reason for that is certain animals don't get to them in the in that mating season, hatching season, whatever. But I don't want to make this about birds. What I want you to understand is that when you're doing a comparison about anything, and I chose birds, you can compare an eagle with a red bird. You can't compare an eagle with a backyard bird. I mean, it's just because they're so different.
Yeah.
I mean, different
yeah.
in so many ways. Now, I said all that because you can't compare spiritual things with natural things. So when I'm thinking about church, people want to compare their church with other church. Well, wait a minute. I compare it spiritually. What is the church? That's another thing. You want truth, and you got to compare. You can't compare a spiritual church with a church because the women wear long dresses or they wear their hair a certain way, and that make them more spiritual. That don't make them more spiritual.
All right. Say that.
No.
Say that.
See, a person who isn't spiritual, they doesn't accept the teachings of the Holy Spirit. Now, they have their own idea. Remember Romans 10? Paul said, I bet in record that they have an ideal about God, they have a zeal of God, but it's not based on knowledge. Our scriptures are based on knowledge. That's why people fail in this, because they base everything on man's knowledge, man's ability, man's teaching. No, we need to base things on the Holy Ghost teaching by comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now,
hallelujah.
With that being said, remember, Evangelist Sharon just read it, but I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read it, 2 Peter 1, 3 through 5 out of the Messenger Bible.
Yeah. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. From the Message Bible. 2 Peter 1. Praise the Lord. That was interesting. I am a bird watcher. I enjoy watching them.
Wow.
So thank you, Pastor.
I never knew. Never knew. Go ahead, Pastor. Never knew.
Thank you, Pastor. All right. From the Message Bible, the subtitle says, Don't Put It Off. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by love. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your basic faith with good character spiritual understanding, alert, discipline, passionate, patience, reverence, wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. Amen.
Yeah. So see, God's divine power had given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
So stop begging God for what you don't need. He's giving it to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, everything you need is there.
Hallelujah.
So when you read Galatians 5, read it differently. Read it. Everything you need is in the Spirit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's in the Spirit. All the love you can ever use is in the Spirit. All the blessings is in the Spirit. But if you're not in the Spirit, you won't have it. You won't see it.
Yeah.
You won't understand it. Stop begging God for forgiveness when He's already forgiven you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, do you ask for forgiveness? Of course. If you do anything against God's will or against you, ask for forgiveness. But don't be asking.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. God can't take away the sin.
Mm-hmm.
I know. This is going to blow somebody's mind, but it's okay. Jesus died. If you don't believe it, read 2 Corinthians 5:21. You'll see. The sin issues have been dealt with already. Now the issue is with you now because you don't have the knowledge. He's given us, according to this, now well, we better read that too, so I want to know, well, we don't have a little time, but I'm going to read it anyway. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, please read that.
Yes, sir. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 21, we just saw. For he has made him to be sin for us, the new nation, we might be made the righteousness God in him. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, how you ask in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Amen.
Okay, so the person who texted me yesterday and you don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. God made Jesus to be your sin. That's your sin right there. So when you want to deal with your sin, remember God made Jesus for that. He paid the bill. Because he died on Calvary. Stop playing church. Stop being religious.
Yeah.
That's why Peter is making it real plain here. Peter is making it real plain that he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. You've been called to glory now.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he has given us exceedingly and great precious promises. Why did he do that? I'm glad you asked. That ye might be partakers of a divine nature. He wants you to be part of this thing. Part of it.
Yeah.
Come on, you want to be part of this. You know what a partaker is? Someone that take their part. How you going to play for a basketball team, but you don't join the team? You got to take your part.
That's
what you got to do. So if you want to be part of this divine nature, which is a spiritual nature, you got to take your part. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked again. By becoming spiritual. How do you do that? By living in the Word. By walking in the Word. By talking the Word. Because the Word is spiritual. John 6:63. So don't let nobody bamboozle you with all these crazy ideas that you got to put on a long robe, you got to do this, and your hair got to be like this, you got to cover this. Man, God looking at your spirit, man. Yeah. Because one that's here, what kind of outfit you got on? That don't move God.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I got on a Gucci or whatever. I don't know. They got all these name brands. That don't move God. That don't move
all
God.
All right. Stay there.
God looks
stay
at
there.
Your heart. He know your heart.
Yeah.
He know you love him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the reason you love him, he loved you first. Now,
hallelujah.
If you truly in love with God, come into this knowledge so you can escape the corruption that is in the world through love.
Amen.
And I know your mind will go somewhere with this, so let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You don't want to lust after the world. When I say that, you want to be lusting, for a better way of saying it, you want to be going after the Spirit. You want to be walking after the Spirit. You want to be into the Spirit. And the way you do that is by abiding in his word, brothers and sisters. That's how that. And then you're going to get God's power, and he gave it to you. You just have to receive it. That's the thing I want everybody to get a hold to. Receive what God already done did in the man Christ Jesus.
Amen. Okay?
Receive it.
Yeah.
How you gonna, I'm going to give you a $10,000. Unless you receive it, it's not yours. I can stick it out there all day long. The meaning.
Yeah.
But if you receive it, and that's where a lot of people are, they don't know what they have because they haven't received it. But go ahead on and receive everything that God has for you in the name of Jesus. Go on and receive it.